I speak to you in God's holy name, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the day in which we are thinking about the legacies that we have received. The legacies, the spiritual legacies that have come down to us. You notice that the church is dressed in white today. It's a feast day. We're feasting today St. Michael. And St. Michael's Day is a day in which we remember the Annunciation by St. Michael and all the angels of the spiritual presence of God in our world. And we're going to pray for St. Michael in death in the prayers of the people a little later this morning. But we have the legacy of the example of Michael. And that example endures for us now. We are remembering our call to be loving of all people, and especially loving of children. And we recognize that through our wearing of the orange shirts. Yesterday I spent my day teaching in a parish about anti-racism, dismantling racism. And I took people through an extensive day of looking at the racism which is in our culture and how to examine it in our parishes and in within ourselves and how to understand it and overcome it so that we are truly practicing the love that we're called to have as members of the church, followers of Jesus. And Timothy today, our second reading, was reminding of us that for you, man of God, we have to give up all the money. We have to put our faith in God. And we have to love God and follow the examples and teachings of God through Christ. So that's our legacy. That's what's been coming down to us. Now, normally when we think of legacy, when I was sort of not involved in the life of the church, I'd hear people talking about receiving a legacy, which usually meant getting a lump of money from somebody else in their family. And we tend to think of legacy in that concrete way. But legacy means something else. Legacy means, what is it like for who we are? We, as most of us here, not all, but most of us, have been born white, and we've been born in white privilege. We don't think about it, but we're in that legacy of whiteness. And in that legacy of whiteness, we have a tendency to take our privilege for granted. And we can see what happens when that privilege is not understood and we're not sensitive to it. It wasn't that long ago in the political campaign that's going across Canada that there was a shaking when one of the leaders of the party, who was our prime minister and who's now running for re-election, was told about what he had done a number of years ago when he was a younger man. And the impact of that, looking at that, of forgetting his privilege and dressing up as a person of color. And how we really react to that racist stance. But all of us have to remember that in the church we have to be sensitive to the fact that we who are white Canadians, we have privilege that is granted to us. And on this Orange Shirt Day and Orange Shirt Sunday, we remember how people of First Nations people here, when after contact, when we established the residential schools, we took advantage of First Nations people. And that we don't fully understand the hurt that we have done and the privilege that we have as whites. For instance, it was 100 years ago this year that they were draining the lake that went from Chilliwack through to Bellingham, virtually Bellingham, and around Abbotsford. We now know it as Sumas Prairie. But before our lifetime, it was a lake. And it was a lake that was central to the Stolo people in a lot of their life for fishing and summer fishing and so on. Without any consultation, all of a sudden, they decided to divide up this lake, drain it, and give the land away to people coming back from World War I as a gift for their service. And it was decimating to the First Nations people. Because we, with white privilege, never thought about anybody else. We didn't think about how they matter. And this is a part of our own effort at reconciliation, is to become sensitive to what has happened. We do that with other people who are not whites. And we forget that as white people, we, as a people of privilege, we tend to be racist just because we don't understand our own privilege. And so what we are called to be about today is to start to become more self-reflective of who are we. This is not about guilt. When I'm not guilty about being white, I'm just lucky to be white. And I'm lucky that I was born white. I could have been born First Nation. I could have been born black. I could have been born Chinese. But I was born white. And I could have been born in any country in the world, but I happened to be born in Canada. So I'm just lucky. We all won the lottery. We are here. We didn't deserve it. We just got lucky. And people from around the world are not so lucky. But we have to start understanding with regards to immigration, to refugees, to First Nations people in our midst, that we are all given this land by God. And we're all called to form community together. And the community of together is threatened by a common enemy called climate change. And many of us may have seen on television Greta Thunberg and her talks on Friday. What a courageous young woman. She is autistic. I have an autistic daughter. I know how difficult it is for an autistic person to gather up their courage and to speak out. She had to do that with compassion deep within her soul and her own concern for her generation yet, and the generation behind her yet to be born. We must listen. And we must start to hear, as Jesus was talking about the prophecy about the poor and the rich, we must start to hear the call of God coming through people like this and start to respond to it in a real way. And we have an opportunity to do that now. So today, as we receive the sacrament and we celebrate that God's love is given to us and poured out for us, that we do something with that love and act in a way that's positive and loving, and following in the footsteps of the legacy we have from Timothy, the legacy we have from Jeremiah the prophet, the legacy we have from Jesus. That we are called to love. We are called to include. We are called to restore. We are called to take risks. Lately, I'm sure you've seen over the last couple of years when there's been massive shootings in North America. And people said, I have thoughts and prayers. And then people are now saying thoughts and prayers are not enough. And on this Sunday of St. Michael's, we remember St. Michael. And on this Sunday of remembering the orange shirts, we have to remember that it's not just words, thoughts, and prayers, but also actions. And so I call you to reflect and say, what actions can I take to address the issues of this time in our world? For we all are God alive, God, a loving God within us, but we are God alive in the world. And I pray that the Holy Spirit may strengthen and guide us as we respond to the call from God to be God alive now in this world. May God bless us all. Amen.